An email says, "Dear Freak Show, this is a mouthful of a situation, but it involves my 15-year-old son. His mom found him texting naked women that he was seeing. After digging, she found out that he has been watching the neighbor from his bedroom window. The problem is the room and the neighbor in question is when he's at my house. My wife and I have been divorced for 5 years. I live separately. When he's here, his room is on the second floor. He's able to see a lot that's going on, apparently, according to the messages that she sent to me. We got him a professional set of binoculars just for the backstory. These was years ago for the Bucks games that we go to. And a combination of equipment and opportunity has made my son a full-on peeping Tom. We decided to ground him for 2 weeks. No phone, no video games, school, homework, and chores. It's all he has. In discussing the sleazeball nature of what he was doing, watching women, objectifying women, the whole deal, he tells me that she knows that he's watching. I didn't believe him, of course, and so I had him show me. Now, my neighbor is late 30s, early 40s. She's divorced, entertains with the whole pool and hot tub set up and everything. It's a nice deal. I've seen people come and go, but it hasn't been my business what she's up to. But he went to his little post and told me that she was out, and I was able to get into the guest room window and see what was happening. And she took a naked swim. She laid on the deck chairs, and it looked like a pretty deliberate show. Then I saw what let me know that she definitely knew he was watching, and I'll just leave it at that. I had him get out of the window, but it shot a hole in the whole gentleman don't be a creep lesson, because this is a full-on exhibitionism thing. Now, seeing this cat and mouse deal, I'm much less mad at him, but also not comfortable telling his mom any of this, because as far as she knows, we dealt with it. We've punished him. He's been grounded. It's been handled. Now it's a non-issue. My son will be 16 in 2 months. So while I couldn't co-sign this activity to him, I know boys will be boys, especially messy virgin boys. So I told him I'm not sharing this info with his mom, but I let him know he is not allowed to talk about this to any of his friends or to anyone, because obviously his mom monitors all of his communication, and I don't want the problems. His mom will approach the lady. I definitely have to move. I don't want any of this drama, so I'd really just like it to go away. And it's not as creepy as I had expected if she's aware of it, too. It's just kind of a no harm, no foul, boys will be boys kind of thing. I'm trying to make this go away. One day I will ask him about all that he's seen, but it might not be until he's in the military, because I'm afraid of what I'm going to hear from my son. She's definitely putting on shows. This is crazy. Signed, Pops MK from New Tampa.
And she just knows she's just getting butt booty naked and put on a show for a 15-year-old.
She's probably
she
one
better
of them
be
desperate
lucky
old ladies.
Mom doesn't know, because I would go straight to her house. And how are you not telling me?
Well,
I'm the mom.
Okay.
I birthed your kid.
Right, but mom,
let me know what's going on with my child.
You see how you overreacted, though?
Yeah, because you're leaving me out of everything. It's like, okay, you can know 65%, but you can't know
well,
the rest.
No, she brought the issue to him. Daddy stepped in and found out a little bit more, but
what?
It's bad. It is bad. But it's not like the woman is doing anything with him or stepping
yet
over any lines.
Whoa.
Or those, anything those, like that.
She definitely stepped over some lines. This kid, this lady knows exactly what she's doing. It's like she's grooming this kid.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, it's, hey, come over here or something like
right
that.
Right. And so daddy, and that's why dad has to stay involved.
That's got
to
be, is that criminal or is that like at least predatory in
I
nature?
I think he's, if you really want to be 100, he's criminal because he's peeking over in an area that is.
The 15-year-old?
The boy.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you're. I'm getting your binoculars. They're mine, first of all. That's what we're taking. We're taking
those
back, okay? No more contacts in your eyes. No, I'm just joking. But anyway, no, but seriously, the mom has to know about what's going on. It's not fair that you're keeping it from her. And he has to go over there and tell the woman, because let's just give her the benefit of the doubt that she doesn't know.
Okay, listen.
Maybe she still doesn't know, but it sounds like she definitely does. She's like,
I wouldn't go tell the lady.
What?
And okay, first of all, mom, the way he said mom, he would have to move and mom's going to come over and handle it. You know, you don't want to be messy.
All right. If this woman was approaching your son and doing stuff like that, finding out your son is watching her, she's only doing what it. I think the thing that started it was the son watching. If the lady knows and the lady's playing to it, or the lady's feeling some type of way about it or whatever, it only is a thing because the son's watching. The right. son did the crime. He's peeking at this lady. And so you get the son to stop, and it stops.
I disagree. I think as a grown adult, you kind of have a responsibility to keep your naked self away from kids. If it's a kid that's looking out the window, and as soon as you become aware of it, I think it's predatory to not cover yourself, to keep that going. She's definitely getting off by this. She's loving the attention.
She's loving the attention. Absolutely. Yeah. She is. Jay is on the phone. Hey, Jay, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
Hey, it's a double standard. I hear you. What you got?
My double standards are this. Say, for instance, it was a mom and a dad, and they had a daughter, whatever, and they found the daughter text message. And in the text message, you find, like, girl, oh, she's talking about 8 inches and all that.
Oh.
And then the dad going to go next door. Automatically, he going to kick the hinges off of it because that's a grown man, for one. But then it's another thing is like this. If they don't know that they're being watched and they're just relaxing and enjoying their own self, then you can't say nothing. But that they do, then you got a problem because, man, no matter what the situation looks like, that's a grown woman and that's a kid, a teenager, that. That's still a charge, regardless of the situation, on her knowing, and then on him being a kid, and he's peeping over, you know, peeping at her or whatnot.
I hear you. I mean, trust me, everybody. I mean, thanks, Jay. Claudia's on here, too, talking about the role reversal and the double standard. It is a thing, I mean, but
you gotta let
what do you do to fix it?
But I think that part of, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I think that part of the statement of boys will be boys is allowed, you know, is to give permission for, you know, for inappropriate behaviors. I don't think there's anything wrong with people having sexual desires. That's totally normal and healthy. But I think by us saying, oh, well, he's a boy, but then having a different standard for a female, you're also denying women's sexuality, and you're exploiting boys like it's okay for them to be pervs. And with that said, right now, men in their 20s and 30s have the highest, like some of the highest percentages in years of erectile dysfunction. And a lot of that is because of, you know, images that they can't unsee too young. And if he finds it permissible, then who knows, in his 30s, he's going to be like, hey, honey, go outside and let me pretend I'm spying on you. And it's creating this dysfunction later on, because this is what is his heightened arousal state, which is creates a level of normalcy. So it's kind of like seeing porn that's like extremely explicit too young. They can't unsee it. And now it becomes, you know, that like first memory you have. It's not like back in the day when, no offense, like we were all younger and it was like, oh, a magazine, like one quick shot. It's so much more vivid. And right. I just think it's really dysfunctional.
Well, I think the dad, when he spoke to the fact that he was giving mm-hmm. him all of the business about creeping and about what did he say about, you know, objectifying women and watching and everything else, and sleazeball, he called it. So the dad was interacting into all of the things that we would expect a father to do, and
right.
then finds out that there's more to the story. So I don't think he just relegated as boys will be boys. He did make that comment after he found out that there was a little bit more participation on her part.
Which I think is so irresponsible of her. And I think what Davi said was like, yes, it's your backyard, but she's not just doing it naked and then like, oh my gosh, I'm hippie and I'm comfortable. Like she's being a voyeur. I don't know if she'd be a voyeur, if she's the one.
Exhibitionist. Yeah, she's being an exhibitionist.
That's irresponsible. And yes, it's your yard, but you're choosing to engage. That's just like, that's, she's got some serious issues. The fact that she's trying to get off a 15-year-old.
For sure.
Like that is disturbing.
Yeah.
Let that be my son. Oh, heck no.
Well, see, and that's why he ain't telling mama, because mama come over there with that blade.
You know what? I want to be at that lady's house for that mama, because
yeah,
that's my son. Oh, good God.
Yeah, don't tell mama. We'll just send Claudio over there.
Exactly. There you go. You know what? That sounds like on and popping.
All right, girl. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. Thanks.
You too.
A lot of people on the text are saying maybe the lady thinks the dad is watching.
Either way, I mean, there's a kid, an underage child in the house. We need to be more protective.
So what if dad slides over and says, hey, listen, I understand.
I know you want me, but
I understand that you don't like clothes at some point.
You know how embarrassing that is?
But that
you
ain't
no idea.
Me watching. That's my son watching you.
Well, so an adult has to step up and go have a conversation with this woman some point.
Pops? Okay, all right. Here's the advice, because we got to move. Pops, go over there and have a conversation. Go ahead and have a conversation with the neighbor. Apparently, you know her. If you know the husband, divorced, whatever, you know the lady. Y'all neighbors. go talk to her and say, hey, just to let you know, I hope you don't think that's me up peeking at you in the window because that was my son. And I want to make sure you understand that that's my 15-year-old son. I apologize. I've gotten on him about it. He won't be doing it anymore. Let her know that you disagree.
Right.
And then she backs off of it. And she doesn't have to admit anything. You're just saying, hey, I apologize. We caught my son looking at you. I won't do it. I won't
That's
have him do it
That's one way
again.
Of handling it.
And then it gets resolved.
Maybe like, she keeps dealing with it.
No, but I'm saying she's made aware that dad knows and that it's become an issue and they're quelling it right now. And then she's able to bow out without looking like a creep.
Oh, yeah. See, I wouldn't say any of that. I would definitely go over there and say some things I shouldn't say.
Really?
Yeah, because my emotions would get caught up in it because I feel like you're attacking my child.
And this is why women aren't told.
What are you shaking your finger at me for? What is that?
This is why women aren't told right there. I had to shake my finger at you. This is exactly why mama's being skipped right now. Don't you disrespect my finger. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.